back to our continued coverage of the underground collision here in Washington, D.C., right before the GAC. And look who we have here, Mr. Pablo De Filippi from Inclusive. Did I get the name right, Pablo?
Perfect, De Filippi? Mike. No, very well.
Hey, all those Spanish classes in high school finally paid off. No. Nice to have you here, Pablo. Well, nice to see you again.
Thank you, Mike. Most people just call me Pablo, just to avoid the De Filippi pronunciation thing.
It rolls off the tongue. De Filippi. All right.
Yes.
Enough of the names. And there's Holly. Hey, Holly.
Holly.
So, hey, we're talking about the underground collision, and you guys are just in a session. But initially, I want to ask you, what keeps you coming back to the underground collision? Because you've been here a number of times.
It's about just speaking your mind and kind of getting a pulse on the industry. I think that, you know, GAC is such a huge conference, and it's hard for people to find that opportunity where you can really learn and share what's really in your mind at that moment.
Yeah.
And this is a place where I find people really willing to do that and getting out of their comfort zone. And yes, talking about issues that sometimes in our industry are maybe taboo, or you don't want to address them because they're not comfortable issues, you know? So someone said earlier, look, I mean, we can do great things, but we have to, we won't know until we do it,
right?
And I think that getting out of that comfort zone is what keep me coming to the underground, is that certainty that I'm going to learn and I'm going to share also what's in my own mind.
Yes, it's very transparent in there, for sure, which is a good thing, because sometimes you really need to have that approach to get things moving, right?
Exactly. And there's also, you know, the fact that you see people who are in different places within the industry. You see industry partners, you see CEO of credit unions of different sizes that serve different communities, and you can really get an understanding of, you know, how, what are the common elements, what really makes us a movement more than an industry.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's get to your panel, because that was a really good one. It was entitled, let's see, a controversial topic. Well, it dealt with DEI and a lot of that type of subject matter. So share with us what you shared with the audience up there.
Yeah, so the panel was about shattered dreams, right? Are we, how do we feel about this conversation around diversity, equity, and inclusion? Do we feel good? Are we in a good place? Do we need to do more? And I think that that's really the challenge, right? I think that we can celebrate that we've come a long way. I think that, you know, in my 20 years coming to GAC, I've seen much more diversity than ever before.
Yeah, me too.
But at the same time, you know, this is just kind of one step, right? I mean, this is almost like our own internal conversation about, you know, how do we encourage diversity and inclusion within our organizations? But the big prize is the community. You know, to the extent that we can really transform who we are and become a better reflection of the community, we're going to be able to connect with that community, to make that, to build that trust, and finally, you know, address the needs in communities that have been neglected, marginalized, you know, from the financial mainstream for decades.
What did you guys want to convey to the audience in there? What kind of message did you want to provide them to get maybe some more action, more momentum going in this area?
That this is not just about mission. You know, what I don't want people to think is that this is the right thing to do, and, you know, we have to do it. It's not charity, Mike. This is a business. You know, this is something that is sustainable, not even sustainable. It's a driver of growth and relevance if we do it right. If we do it right, we have a country that is changing. We have millions of people who are looking for a financial institution they can trust, where they can really feel supported, and that's us. That's our future. If we ignore this population, like Victor said, you know, we are going to be living in a country that is so much more diverse than what it is today. If we don't, you know, go with that flow, we're going to be left out.
Exactly. Yeah, he was saying, I think Victor was saying that, I guess, the credit union industry as a whole is 90% white male, or just white in general. So that obviously needs to change as well.
Yeah, he was talking about the C-suite, right?
The C-suite, that's right, yeah, and the board as well.
And the board, exactly.
Oh, my bad.
And but that's important because, you know, we should not see this as as a threat. You know, I don't want people thinking, darn it, I'm going to have to give up my seat just to let somebody else who's different than me. Mm-hmm. This is about our collective responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a board member, you know, your legacy is about, you know, preparing your credit union for the future. Mm-hmm. And that future is diverse, you know. So how do we make sure that we are getting ready for that? And it's not about personal sacrifice. It's about just giving the next generation mm-hmm. the opportunity mm-hmm. to be part of this and to bring that knowledge and that expertise to our industry.
Yeah, and no other industry like the credit union industry can do that. So we are, you know, ripe for that type of change for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, not only were the financial first responders, but at the end of the day, we are the changes of communities. We can really empower communities, or we can just keep them the way they are. Yep. It's up to us to do that.
Oh, well said, well said. Anything else, Pablo? I'm going to let you get back there.
No, I know. I'm just glad to be here. This heart, you know, it's really interesting because it's about the mission, mm-hmm. you know, of credit unions, but at the same time, mission comes with margin. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to understand that this is not work that we do just for the good of our heart. It's an opportunity that we have that's going to take us into the next, you know, two or three decades of relevance.
Indeed. Well said. Pablo, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much.